From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Tomorrow, President Bush is expected to visit Greensburg, Kansas, the town obliterated by a tornado last week. 10 people died, and nearly every building in the town of 1600 was destroyed. The president will find a tight-knit community that is facing one big question: will the town survive? He'll also find a governor, Kathleen Sebelius, who has said that Kansas National Guard equipment that's been deployed to Iraq has made it difficult to recover after the storm. White House spokesman Tony Snow, in turn, has blamed Sebelius for not making the state's needs known more quickly. NPR's Jeff Brady is in Greensburg, where he reports people are already talking about rebuilding.
Here in Greensburg, the folks working on the ground say they're staying out of the politics over whether troops deployed to Iraq left this community vulnerable. They already have their hands full. Town leaders do say they've pretty much gotten what they needed from the military. Greensburg Mayor Lonnie McCollum says help is coming in from far and wide now, and his town needs it.
I'm staying in the front seat of my friend's pickup right now. That's my bedroom.
McCollum's three-story yellow house is barely recognizable. The same is true for about 500 other homeowners.
We're going to rebuild. We're going to have a brand new town here. We're going to have a brand new town, and, you know, we have one of the state's top tourist attractions.
Right in the middle of town is the world's largest hand-dug well. McCollum says more than 30,000 people a year stop by to see what is, in essence, a huge hole in the ground. It used to be easy to tell where the well was located. A water tower rose above it with the words "Big Well" painted on the side. But now that tower is just a bunch of twisted wreckage. April Baugh's family lives right across the street.
I was actually amazed at how big the top of the tower was, because it was so tall before you could never actually tell the magnitude of how big it is till it smashed on the ground.
A few blocks away, Nancy Jones is ripping sheets of paper from a notebook.
Well, the pictures were soaking wet, and so we started putting paper in between them, and they're drying. If you don't get them apart quick, then they stick together and you're out of luck.
Jones drove here from Missouri on Sunday to help her stepdaughter's family clean up. The house behind is a total loss, but the owners say they want to rebuild. Around Greensburg, there is a determination to work hard and bring the town back. A few, though, say they've had enough. Chad Bean drove down from Nebraska to help his parents clean up the remains of their house. He's standing in front of a 6-foot-tall red air compressor that was just freed from wreckage.
We had some Nebraska ingenuity pull the barn down to get the air compressor out, but it's worth it.
Bean says the house has been in his family for several generations, but this morning he put a for sale sign out front.
Well, the plan is to get this cleaned up as fast and as soon as possible, get the paperwork done, cross the T's, dot the I's, and bring them back to Nebraska. We're going to take them home.
So they're not going to be living here in Greensburg anymore?
As far as I'm concerned, they're done. This is it. They're coming home.
Even the folks from FEMA, who are used to seeing disasters like this, seem surprised by the extent of devastation in Greensburg. This is Dick Hanji speaking at a press conference today.
You've lost the entire business community and the entire housing stock, except for maybe just a few houses. So, and the schools, and the courthouse, and the county buildings, and the city buildings, and that is unique.
Greensburg Mayor says the priority right now is getting the utilities turned back on. That means first excavating the poles, lines, and meters from under mounds of debris. Then once the sewer and water lines are working again, FEMA can bring in trailers so residents can return. But that could still be weeks away. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Greensburg, Kansas.